This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, hour number two of the program on this Thirsty Thursday. It'll be the Thirsty Thursday when our guys, other drive are out in New Caney, correct? Like they're at the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings, yeah.
So show up. New Caney, Umbo, all y'all out that way. Make sure that you show. I shouldn't say out that way. We're all in this.
We're all in this together, but it is out that way.
Say, that ain't Houston.
Trust me.
Is that Houston?
Trust me, I don't know. That's not Houston.
That ain't Houston.
That ain't Houston.
It's not Atlanta, is what you do. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. We were talking about in the question of the day who might be the most hated athletes, and then we got into coaches, and somebody mentioned a name that I understand, Deion. Deion Sanders, mm-hmm. one of those guys that really rubs folks the wrong way. That's another way, one of the ways. Hey, man, why you talk to me like this?
Yeah.
we do not like the way that you talk to us. A guy that I love the way he talks to us, his name is N.D. Kalu. He joins us on Thursdays. Thank you, sir, for giving us a little bit of your time. How you doing today, man?
Man, always appreciate what y'all are doing on air. So my former teammate, my dog Deion, is considered one of the most hated coaches.
Oh, you knew that already.
I mean, he knows that. he's always, in fact, him building the primetime persona was understanding, recognizing the way that that goes.
But you know what? And you're right, John. I'm not surprised. But I think the people that hate him don't really understand or know what he's doing. And because if you truly understand, in my opinion, what he's doing, you have to appreciate him. Like, you have to appreciate the lessons he's teaching those men. You know, I know he's always on social media and you see the different speakers. Like, I truly get the sense that he's trying to build men. And for that, I have to give him credit. I mean, I don't know if y'all know, he opened up, it was either a 529, a college savings, or some kind of bank account for all the players that actually had kids, mm-hmm. so they could learn how to be financially responsible for their seeds. I mean, what other coach is doing that? So, I'm sorry. It's hard for me to hate on
him. What kind of teammate was he for you?
Man, he was awesome. Now, so when I was with Deion, I was literally the youngest guy on the roster, and he was one of the oldest. So he was a guy that you looked up to. You were in awe of him, but one thing about him that I'll never forget, he treated everybody the same. Like just the conversations I would have with him on the bus from the airport, you know, to the stadium. One day he saw me reading a book, and it was kind of funny. He was like, oh, I didn't know you read. I'm like, well, yeah. He said, I didn't know you read. So then the next day, he gave me a book written by T.D. Jakes, the pastor out in Dallas.
Yeah.
Now, say what you want to say about him. We'll talk about that later. But, for a guy like Deion at that time, to give a guy who was on the bubble of making the roster to, give him that type of attention, I've always appreciated. To this day, if we cross paths, I mean, he acts like, we play for 10 years together instead of just that one season.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. I always appreciate getting that player's perspective because obviously you guys spend a lot more time together than we get a chance to spend with these players. But let's go from one defensive back in Deion to another defensive back in Christian Gonzalez. He is a guy that the Texans will see, and one of the better players on the team as a young guy. What have you seen from Christian Gonzalez thus far in his career, I think of the last two seasons thereabouts?
I'll tell you what I like about him. Like, he's a bigger cornerback, 6'1", over 200 pounds, and he's physical. He reminds me, and I can't believe the guy's name is escaping me. John, you'll know, the Texans drafted him in the first round, but he kept getting concussions. Kevin Johnson, yeah. Thank you. Christian Gonzalez plays the way Kevin Johnson wanted to play, but mm-hmm. and he's been a little more consistent. I like physical corners. I like the bigger corners, playing with the Bobby Taylors of the world. And I'm glad you brought him up, Reggie, because I know when people look at the record, when they look at the Patriots and they say this should be an easy win, he's one of the guys that I earmarked, like, he's not going to beat the Texans, but you still have to respect five or six of those players. And he's one of the young guys that you have to respect that, whether you watched him at Oregon or what you're seeing, what he's doing early in his career, I truly like him. But with that being said, as tall and lengthy as he is, you still got to test him out. You still got to, match him up with Tank Dell or Diggs, whoever it's going to be, and see if he's really about that life.
I can tell you, I know another thing that you like a lot is when you were playing Andy, and that is facing a rookie quarterback. What exactly is Drake May in store for, and how will it play out, if the Texans get it done?
Blitz, blitz, and more blitz. It's not going to be a secret. You have to blitz this guy, cornerback blitz, safety blitz with Jalen Petrie. You have to do your zone drops, your zone dogs, where a defensive tackle shows that he's going to rush, but then he's going to drop to the middle of the field. Because any and every time you blitz, as a defense, there's going to be a weakness on the field. The Tom Brady's of the world, the Aaron Rodgers of the world, those current experienced guys, even not even the best ones. I just named, two mm-hmm. of the best, but they know where to pick you apart when you blitz. But with a young quarterback, his first NFL start in a regular season game, I would be shocked if we don't see on average at least one blitz per series.
Oh, I'm super excited for that. But that brings me back to a thought. It seems like the defensive line will eat in this particular game, but you being a defensive lineman, I kind of want your evaluation on how the D-line has played thus far. One of the things that I know that John has brought up, I got B. Scott has brought up, is just these guys have applied pressure, but it doesn't feel like they've gotten home nearly as much as you would hope. Is that a reasonable perspective or an observation, or are we seeing it wrong from how you should see it as a defensive lineman?
The truth is in the eye of the beholder. So, going into the season with the addition or the combination, I should say, of Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, we thought, oh, after 4 weeks, they're each going to have 20 sacks. The thought was through the roof. So stat-wise, number-wise, it's not what you expect from the edge rushers. But I think Fodorunso, Mario Edwards, my man Khalil Davis, even Tim Settle, the pressure that they're giving you from the inside is more than what I expected. And you definitely have to appreciate that. And the great Hugh Douglas, great edge rusher, a notch away from being a Hall of Famer, he used to always say, the sacks come in bunches with the great edge players. There's going to be a 3-4 game run where Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter literally averaged like a sack and a half a game over three games. So those numbers are going to get there. But I really appreciate the way the interior defensive linemen have been playing. And I don't, by name, I can't name the defensive line coach. I really love how he uses and rotates those guys, because you always want those pass rushers, those D linemen to be fresh. And if I look down and look up, you know, Khalil Davis is in for Mario Edwards. You know, Foley, you know, might get a chance to get a breather and somebody's coming in for him. I really like how they utilize all their weapons. So edge-wise, sack numbers, if you're just looking at the stats, yeah, you expected a little more, but if you're actually watching the games, you have to appreciate the pressure that they're putting on these quarterbacks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
According to the internet, we got to give a shout out to Rod Wright, defensive line.
How about that, Roger?
There it is.
Yeah. Hey, from the Texans' perspective, the big question, of course, everybody's talking about, including us, is no Nico Collins on the IR, out for 4 weeks. And ND, I've been saying it yesterday, I said it today, I'm not really panicked about this. Of course, he's awesome and he's leading the league in yards and all that. But this is unlike previous Texans teams that you were on with Andre, teams that came later with DeAndre Hopkins, where if you lose your number one wide receiver, you really, there's reason to panic. Am I wrong on that? Because I feel like there are players here that, especially Stephon Diggs, that can maybe, you know, change their role a little bit and take over.
No, you're 100% correct. And when the talk was about the Houston Texans having potentially the best or top three wide receiver rooms in the NFL, my excitement in the preseason wasn't so much that the idea, and don't get me wrong, I was excited about the idea of seeing Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Nico Collins all on the field at the same time. But when I think depth at a position group, this is football. Like, it's unfortunate. Guys are going to go down. Joe Mixon has not even taken a snap in the regular season. So, you know, guys are going to go down. So when I got excited about the depth, it was because if one of those players goes down, then you're like, oh, Stephon Diggs. Like, you know, that's not just some random guy. Like, if Nico Collins, who's emerged as the number one receiver, goes down, which he did, now your other option is Stephon Diggs. Yeah, that's a heck of an option to have. Then you still have Tank Dell. And quiet as it's kept, I feel like Xavier Hutchinson, he didn't have the numbers last year, but whenever you have a backup wide receiver and they're using him on sweeps and they're just trying to get the ball in his hands, that means they see something in him that you know, they appreciate. And once he's given a chance, the fans will appreciate. And we still haven't even mentioned Robert Woods, you know, the savvy vet. John Mechie, who looked good towards the end of camp. So I'm with you, John. Like, do you want Nico Collins? 100% absolutely. But with the depth that you have in that wide receiver room, as long as the other guy on the other side of that ball is CJ Stroud, I just have a feeling that, you know, somebody that we're not even thinking of is going to end up with five catches, 67 yards.
We're talking to ND Kalu here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. And we saw a did not practice report from practice yesterday that was really long. And it has a various number of injuries. And it kind of got me thinking, like obviously hamstring with Titus and, of course, Nico on the IR with that. Kamari Lassiter pops up with a shoulder. What is the injury that, like, you hated the most, right? Or whether it was nagging or kind of major. What was the injury that was just like, oh, this is the worst, the absolute worst?
He's those soft tissue, which is like Nico, what Nico Collins is going through, because even though they might clear you, even though, you know, you're quote unquote back, it's always in the back of your mind, and you just never know when you're going to re-aggravate it, especially those fast, muscular guys. So, like me, I had a groin injury, and 1 year, it just never got better. So you just never really felt yourself. Now, thank God for medicine, we would just shoot it up every Sunday, and you worry about it on Monday and Tuesday. But with a guy like Nico, especially with the way he's been playing, that is one of my concerns with him. Like, will he be back in 4 weeks? And it's going to be tough because a guy like him, he's such a competitor, Reggie. He's going to be trying to push himself maybe a little too hard during rehab for that type of injury. And this is what makes it tough, and this is why I hated it. Like, all you can really do is rest. Mm-hmm. And you don't feel like you're getting better when you're resting, especially in the middle of the season. So that's why those are nagging. Like, I broke my hand. You know, they put a cast on it. And you just go out there and ball out. But with those injuries where the best thing to do is to actually just rest and sit around, those are the toughest.
So I'm guessing you're all in on the way that the Texans have handled this without knowing a ton, right, on with the severity of this. Put him on IR, because for me, I thought Nico Collins has reached a place where if you have any chance of getting him back in 3 weeks, you don't put him on the IR. But it seems like you're just all good with the way that they're handling this then.
Because of the depth, because, you know, the Xavier Hutchins, the Stephon Diggs, the Tank Dells, and because of the injury, not only would I put him on IR, and I thought that was a great move, I would take it a step further and, like, take all his tennis shoes, you know, all his running shoes out of the box and just put slides in there.
He's got nothing but slides.
Yeah, nothing but slides. And say, you're going to get mental reps. Because he's the type of player you can do that. Like, he wants to work. Like, he's a guy that talked about making sure his routes look the same when he's tired on blocking plays versus when he's actually knowing he's going to get the ball. So that's somebody who takes his craft serious. So that's a guy that I'm saying, hey, I don't want you running. I don't want, like, the first week, we're just going to straight up rest. You know, we're just going to straight up rest and maybe work other parts of your body. But yeah, you got to take his tennis shoes away. And for the first week, I would just say, just let that thing heal.
What's your update on the offensive line? It started out okay, looking pretty good. Then, you know, kind of hit and miss. They've had more recently, you know, CJ Stroud's been on the run, having to avoid trouble and some breakdowns. Is there like a progress report, like good old-fashioned seventh-grade progress report on this offensive line?
You know what? It's incomplete. I'll give it an I. What I used to beg my teachers for, so my parents would put my butt. Like, come on, just give me an I, and I'll come make it up to you later. So it's incomplete. But I'm actually more concerned with Titus Howard than Nico Collins for everything that we mentioned. You know, the depth, you know, having the young rookie Blake Fisher in there for him. I just haven't seen the consistency that I want to see, but I feel like it's going to come. When I look at each individual player, you know, Laremy Tunsil, obviously, Shaq Mason, Juice Scruggs with what he's done for this team over the last few years. I like each individual player, but as a unit, I haven't seen what I expected to yet. But I'm not going to take anything away from those players, so I'm going to say incomplete. But Titus Howard, I mean, I feel like he has to get on the field and consistently be out there.
All right, Andy, you mentioned a little bit of a reader. What have you read most recently? You don't have to tell me when.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? And I hate when people do this. It's like they're trying to act like they're holier than thou. But I committed to finishing the New Testament.
Okay.
So I've really been focused on finishing the New Testament. So I'm on 2 Peter right now.
That's a good one. I've heard.
Yeah, it's good. So once I finish that, I'll get back to my, you know, to my nonsense fictional books.
All right, excellent. Our guy, Andy Kalu, actually, Ndukwe Dike. Kalu, I had to get it in at least once. Always appreciate you joining us on these Thursdays to get us ready for football. We appreciate you, man.
I appreciate y'all. Talk to y'all next week.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There he goes. N.D. Kalu, man.
Cracking that New Testament open.
That's right. Look, man, a man of God. As you can tell, his voice is blessed.
Old Testament's
man,
a lot darker.
My man going to heaven.
He was, by hook or by crook. That's probably not the way I should say that, but you understand what I mean. He's putting in the work to make sure that he's ready for that. All right, man. Appreciate N.D.
Covering
always
his bases.
I don't. What, you think he's going to flip over to another one?
No, just make sure. Hey, I am reading the New Testament.
He's like, hey, guys. Yeah. I'm checking off.
Sorry, guys.
All right, coming up next, let's get into around the NFL, where the Saints have a different starter going. A lawsuit was settled and a different play caller for the Jets as well. We'll discuss all that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.